Opening the Harp Chakra, the podcast, bringing you beautiful, healing, magical harp music and talking with the artists that create it. I'm your host, Jay Michaels, and today's guest was born in Norway. She currently lives in Denmark. She is a harpist, a harp therapist, a composer. She's released 3 solo albums and 2 harp cello albums, collaborating with her daughter. In 2018, she received a Round Glass Music Award for a Better World and uses her harp music within the Danish healthcare system. Joining us today from Denmark, Trine Opsahl. Hi, Trine. How are you today?
Hi, Jay. Thank you. I'm doing really fine. And it's such a joy to talk to you today.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'd like to begin at the beginning. I know harp wasn't your first instrument. You played several other instruments before that. But can you tell us a little bit about your early adventures into music and how that eventually led you to the harp?
Yes, of course. My first instrument was actually a recorder. But what I really dreamed of was playing the accordion. And I had a father who was an organ player in a church for many, many, many years. But I don't know really why, but I was so in love with the accordion. So that was what I wanted to do. But I made a promise to my mom I had to play the recorder for 1 year. And if that worked, I would have my first accordion. And my dream came true, and I was really happy. The recorder was not me at all, but, you know, a whole year I practiced to get this opportunity to play the accordion. And I was very happy child. I was so in love with music. It did so much good to me. I had some, in many ways, a tough childhood with my mom and dad living apart, one of them in Norway, the other one in Denmark. A lot of sorrow and grief, and you know, so, but music was always there. That was a place I could put my soul. It always brought me peace and silence and beauty and joy. And so I was really happy to play the accordion. And it was actually a lot of classical music after a few years. And I was playing competitions. I was also joining a world competition for young people, and got a second, what do you call it, prize. I was a second prize winner when I was about 14, 15 years old. But it was really hard work. It was many, many hours a day. It's a very heavy instrument. Mm-hmm. And it's very complicated if you want to play it on a very a professional level. And it was, and I was not, you know, this competition all the time was taking the joy out of it. And there was still joy, but this competing all the time. And it kind of being forced to, you know, like this was the only way to stay, to play this instrument. That was really hard, and that took a lot of the joy from me. But then I got a bad wrist playing all too many hours on this instrument, so I quit it. And at the same time, I lost my father. He died when I was 15, and in some way, he was also a singer. He had a great opera voice too. He was really into music, a director too. And but when he died, I used to say that in some way music died for a while in me. It was like I didn't believe it anymore. It was like I didn't know where to find rest anymore in music. So for some years I left music. I have to say, I did a lot of singing, though, for some years. And music came back to me. And during high school, I think I was singing and playing a little cello, but it was not really me. And I became a lawyer, actually, after this. I forgot all about play music, about filling my life with this joy, this beauty, and I became a lawyer. I practiced as a lawyer for a few years. I gave birth to two children, but I just missed music. Then I began to realize what an important part of my life music is. And it was like there will never be a real life without this. So even though it was very interesting, even though I had a very good career, I got all the opportunities you can dream of, I still chose to quit. And then I began actually to play the accordion again. Mm-hmm. But I knew that this was not the way, you know. It was like it was done. And as I was sitting there playing all these notes, more and more, faster and faster, for hours, I realized that it was done. This was not the way. That was not really music to me. So I had to start from the beginning again. And then I got my first harp. You know, I've been dreaming of this from time to time as a young girl playing the harp, but it was just not possible at that time. And I didn't know how but as I became a grown up and quit my job, I realized that this was actually the instrument that I needed to bring me forward, to bring me the joy back in my life.
So did you just see a harp somewhere and decide to buy it, or how did you first get introduced to the instrument?
I remember as a child listening to some harp music or listening to the harp when I heard music. This instrument amazed me a lot. Yeah. Growing up, I went to the library, found some harp CDs, brought them home, listened a lot, but that was not what I was looking for. The sound of the classical harp, that was not it, not at all. So I was very interested, you know, but it was like what I heard when other people played the harp was not really what I was looking for. So I think that was the reason it took so many years. And actually, back, I think it was in 1994, I read about music thanatology in Missouri. And that really touched me and went to my heart, to my harp, yeah, mm-hmm. and convinced right. me that there was something here that I had to go for. There was something about the instrument that was magical. I listened to some of these people, the music they played. It was really touching me on a deeper a place in my heart. And it was like, and then working with the dying people, working with the terminally ill, there was something here that connected to something in me in the most beautiful way. So that was the reason I bought my first harp.
Let's feature some of your music. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about this piece.
Yes, of course. Ladybirds and Butterflies is from my album Somewhere in a Hidden Memory. And this is a solo album. And the title for this track is because it has, I feel it has a lot of lightness to it. These very graceful creatures. I can, when I play the piece, I can nearly feel the texture and the movement of these winged animals, the ladybirds and the butterflies, especially, I think, in this piece, the butterflies. You know, the feeling of the spreading their wings when they take off and when they land again. And, you know, the sun shining on them, on their wings, you know, is really the glimpse of diamonds sometimes. These are the associations for me when I play this piece, when I composed it.
That's from the CD, Somewhere in a Hidden Memory, Ladybirds and Butterflies, today's guest, Trina Upsall. Very beautiful music, Trina. So you became certified as a therapeutic harp practitioner from the International Harp Therapy Program. Can you tell us about that process and what inspired you to take that path and where it led you?
Yes. I was actually considering to join the music thanatologists, but it was not possible for me to go to the United States at that time. And you had to be there for 2 years or something. graduate from that. So then some years passed by and I took harp lessons. I studied psychotherapy and different things. I worked with healing and meditation and many beautiful things. And it was like all that I learned, I put that into music. And then one day I read about Christine Turin and the International Harp Therapy Program. And I thought, okay, then this is the way. I had a lot of knowledge and play music, the psychotherapeutic approach and, you know, all of this. But but it's still like I needed a way to put it all together. So that was the reason that I decided to join IHGP, as it is called. Mm-hmm. And that was beautiful. 2 years or something. I grew a lot, understood a lot more, and I really appreciate Christine Turin for what she does in the world today, what she brings to harpists and to all the people who get in touch with these harpists. And when I was going to take my practicum, I went to San Diego for a few weeks, but then I came home and I needed a practicum in Denmark. Then I got in contact with a hospice here, and ever since I've been working there. I think it's about 11 years now I've been there. So today I'm an employee on two different hospices in Denmark, and that's really a beautiful work. So.
It is. It's excellent work, and we're so glad you do it. Let's take a break and listen to some more of your music, if you don't mind. This is from the album Add Colors to My Sunset Sky. The piece is called Sunshine on a Stony Path. Could you tell us a little bit about this piece?
Yes, of course. I have a very near friend who lived a very tough life, and she made a poem with that title for about 20 years ago or something. Her poems helped her a lot to get through these tough times. And to me, it's like, you know, it's life can feel, it can be a little stony sometimes, you know. Life can be like walking on a stony path. But for most people, luckily, there will be blessed rests and time when we really can feel the warmth of the sun in our life, when the light gets through, you know. So this is the story behind the title Sunshine on a Stony Path. Thank you.
From today's guest, Trina Upsall, Sunshine on a Stony Path. Trina, can you please share with us your thoughts about the harp as a healing instrument?
Yes, I can. But, you know, there's so many aspects to it. I have really realized through the years that it really is a healing instrument. It's been such a pleasure and joy, and it's been really fantastic to see what it does to people. It brings so much well-being to seriously ill patients and their relatives. And I think this instrument is some people call it a magical instrument. I think that's right. All musical instruments can be healing, but there's something to the harp that's different, and I think it's one of the reasons are the vibrational patterns. When you play the harp, you have all these strings. You pluck a lot of strings. Mm-hmm. And you experience a quality of sound that is more than just one note. You have a lot of overtones. And overtones has a special effect on people. So it's you have corresponding overtones and undertones. Because the string is vibrating, it has a free vibration, you know. So this rich mix of harmonics and sounds are just healing for the body, mind, and soul, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I feel, you know, that there's much more to it. You know, there's something also about the shape of the harp. It looks like, in one way, you can say an angel's wing. Or some people say it looks like a heart.
A heart.
Sure. Yes, yes, yes. And it has an impact too on people. Then I think that, you know, the harp has both the melody line and it has the harmonic part. Mm-hmm. And I often imagine that the melody line is a movement in time. The music moves horizontally and tells a story while it moves on notes for notes. And that's a lot like a personal dream and history. But then we also have the harmonic part. And this one is not moving in time. It's rather a kind of what you could call a vertical movement. It's like it's an experience that connects heaven and earth in a more timeless state. So there is a special connection here. Of course, you can also feel the connection through the melody line, especially because you have this vibrational pattern that it all vibrate together, you know, all the notes.
Sure.
But yeah, so there's something magical and much more, I guess. But that's some of the explanations. It does something to us. It's like maybe the stringed instruments have correspondence to the human body, to mm-hmm. the muscle tension, some people say. Yeah,
people often comment that they feel it. They feel it in their chest. It's not just mm-hmm. hearing, but they feel it too, which is really something. And you know, the harp can be rhythmic, but it is so good at just getting you away from rhythm too and just to this kind of open, airy, non-rhythmic vibe as well. It's very versatile. And of course, it's, like you said, associated with angels. If you go back to the Lord of the Rings mm. and, you know, the elves who are very angelic too, playing harp-like instruments. So I think in our ancient memories, we have that long-standing memories of the harp is
yeah, you're something, right.
you know, yeah. something beyond.
Yeah, really, really. Yeah, and yeah. It really has, it brings a feeling of tranquility and a perception of feeling free and safe, less tension and pain. That's very often the outcome of this. And like you say, people feel it different parts of the body. Maybe mm-hmm. it really feels like your body is vibrating. I have experienced that a few times when it's really like the strings make the body resonate in a way, like it feels a really vibrating experience sense of vibrating inside, you know.
So, Trina, you have a new album coming up soon. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about it and perhaps we'll play a piece of music from it.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah. This next album that will be released in a few months is called The Moon Stays Bright. In a few days, it will be available physical. But only from our website. So it will take a few months before it's available. But I really wanted you to listen to this piece because this album means a lot to me. And the track that we're going to play is called Do Not Simply Pass By Like a Dream. It's a track that has to do with the way we live this life, maybe without really living it. Without really waking up. It's like we're giving a choice. But for many of us, it's really hard to get to the point of awakening. So it feels like, and I sometimes feel like, being half asleep. Through my life, I have had this experience of expanded awareness and knows from that life is much bigger. There is a bigger picture. So this song is about, or this piece is about that. And I think it's influenced by all these terminally ill people I've played for during the years. It's like, you know, I feel there's a lot of these years in the music, all the souls I played for. It's like they are right there in the music, and they are the reason for why it sounds like it does. Of course, also my other background, playing the accordion, you know, and my musical background, of course, influenced the way I play the harp. But I am known as someone who has a special sound to on a harp, at least here in this country. You know, the classical harpist knows about me. So I just do things different. But I think it's because of my work, playing for the dying. They bring me so much tranquility. They bring so much beauty. They bring so much silence and peace. I guess you can hear that on this recording. Thank you.
So the upcoming CD is The Moon Stays Bright, that tune Do Not Simply Pass By Like a Dream. It's Trina Upsall. You know, Trina, you know, English is not your first language, but the titles of all your songs, the titles of all your albums in English are just beautiful wordcraft. I mean, such nice titles, I have to say.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear that.
Yeah, no, I really, really appreciate them. Very poetic.
Mm.
Yeah. So you've recorded actually two CDs with your daughter, Josephine, which is such a great, beautiful collaboration, the cello and the harp. They fit so well together. I wonder if we could play a piece and you could tell us about this next piece we're going to play, When the Sun Steps Out from the Shadow.
Actually, we recorded three albums.
Ah.
And so first was Leaving My Silent Empty House. Then we recorded Unbroken Dreams. And then this track is from the album, The Infinite Between Us, which is from January this year. And it's a little similar, the title here is a little similar to Sunshine on a Stony Path. But this time, you know, this piece is in collaboration with my daughter, Josefina Upsal. But it's only the title that's similar. It is about, you know, feeling spots of sunshine on the way, but also how happiness and light seems just one part of the story, like the two, you know, two parts, yin and yang, the two poles. The one do not really exist without the other. No happiness without sorrow, no light without darkness. There's a dualism. And one of the rules, you know, on this planet Earth. But there is something more not to forget behind or, you know, all this. But, yeah. And so this is in collaboration with Josefina. And she's a 29-year-old cellist. And she's... what do you call it, Jay? Is it called well-acclaimed? What do you call it? Is that right in English?
Acclaimed, yes, yeah. Acclaimed.
Sure. Cellist. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful collaboration to be able to work with her. She is a very... I have to say, I often call her an old soul. And I guess you will be able to hear that in her playing, in her cello playing. When we play together, it's like dancing, you know, and it's very close. We get very close. It's like we're mother and daughter, but when we play music together, it's just like two souls. And I think, I hope, and I guess we'll hear that when you listen to this track. Thank you.
Such a beautiful piece of music, such a great way to wind down today's edition of the podcast, When the Sun Steps Out from the Shadow, from the CD, The Infinite Between Us. Our guest today, Trina Upsall, and her daughter, Josephine, playing the cello and harp together. That was just great. Thank you so much for joining us. We will certainly include links to your website and your Facebook and YouTube. There are some wonderful videos of you and your daughter playing on YouTube, and you really just see that magic happening, that connection between you when you watch the videos. It's really a joy to watch. I've enjoyed looking at those videos many, many times.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that, Jay. It's really wonderful. Wonderful that you took your time to talk to me today, but also watching the YouTube videos. And yeah, that's really great. I'm so happy that you enjoyed it.
They're great. They're really great. And thank you for being here. And thank you for doing the really good work that you do. Continued success to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I will do my best. Yeah.
It's Trina Upsall. So if you have questions for me or guest suggestions, please email openingtheharpchakra@yahoo.com. We also have links to PayPal and Venmo if you'd like to show your support for the show financially. Please subscribe to us. Please tell your friends. Please share. In the coming weeks, more beautiful harp music from all around the world. I'm Jay Michaels. Peace. Namaste.